always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's the Warrior Don, Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And I'm joined by Miss Cole today. Miss Cole, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing great.
You better be doing great.
You know what?
What's up?
I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord. Now, we here, man. We first of all, we are here after the false prophecy, right? From the dude that ran and made $100 million off this joint. You know what I'm saying? We still here. Blessed, highly favored, and loving the Lord. And, man, it's so sad, though. Miss Cole, I was talking to you about it just a little bit. There were some cats that killed themselves because of this joint.
You know? I didn't know about that.
And the dude is not giving nobody no refund, just for the record. You know what I'm saying? But he made all that money off people paying for advertising.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, if you give this...
Oh, did it come from his church?
Nah, I don't know where it all came from, but they were talking about he made $100 mil.
Wow.
And, yeah.
I thought he spent $100 mil.
Yeah, he made $100 million, man.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy, but you know that we gotta just make sure we following the right people, man. And I'm debating on the topic today. We might be talking about what Miss Cole came up with, wishy-washy saints.
I didn't come up with that.
Or her other topic. False prophets. We're going to figure it out. I got Blaze Torch. He's with us right now. Blaze Torch, what do you think we should talk about? False prophets or wishy-washy saints?
I think we should talk about both, man. Let's just mix it up.
Ooh, I like it. You get the gumbo effect. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to interview Blaze Torch. And Blaze Torch, tell them again where you from, man. Because, you know, I like the way y'all say it, where you from.
I'm from the Bronx. Well, I'm originally from New Jersey, but I live in the Bronx now.
Yeah. Now, you see how he says, like, New Jersey, like, with a question mark, but then when they say the Bronx, it's like with an exclamation mark, like, you know what I'm saying?
So we don't get it. It kind of rolled off the tongue, too. Yeah. It was like the Bronx.
Yeah, you know? It wasn't like, yeah, New Jersey, you know? So we're going to get it in with him. We're going to talk about his new music, his new project, and, man, this is testimony, his ministry. And we just want to share that, man. And once again, we are here again. And we're going to talk about, we're going to do the gumbo effect. So we're going to give them the wishy-washy saints, a.k.a. false prophets.
Which I did not come up with.
There you go.
Yeah, you did. But let's go to this homie track. Zerubbabel, Trust in You featuring Michelle Bonilla. Let's go. On Yada the King Radio.
I'm a player.
Trust you, Lord, cause you know what's best. So many things in my life, I ain't confronted yet. But I'ma trust you, Lord, cause you know what's best. I be the first to confess and address my sinful nature. Why so hard for me to trust the loving God that's been so faithful? Why do I like faith in areas? Put up all these barriers, but I know my God would go as far to pick us up and carry us. My struggles ain't what they used to be, I conquered many things. But it's hard to swallow, Jay took that hollow and blue out his brains. Like it leaves some dirty stains, and sometimes we overwhelm me against them past. Still I got past what they did in my cousin. Remember the Lord put me out the streets about 2 years prior. Over my heart, picked me apart and caused me to draw nigher. Now live for the Messiah, no longer drowning in sin. It's covered by the blood, so if I sin, then I simply repent. I try to do it again, sometimes it get the best of me. Look and see, Romans 7:14-23. Somebody was praying for me, I should have been dead with my peers. Dead, cause the sin, can I get a witness in here?
Gonna open.
yet, but I'ma trust you, Lord, cause you know what's best. I can smell the liquor on the breath. I wonder why she's so stressed. Guess that's a coping mechanism. I figure mama knows best. Did you feel that things changing? This could be a big mess. I was writing here from school. Mama gone, she just left. I can hardly catch my breath. I can feel the tears coming. No, I reach. It's just me, her only child. Ain't that something? Hey, daddy, where she at? I hate to be so redundant. Was it me? Was it my fault? Did your boy do something? Hate rising, realize I'm still mad at my mama. 20 years later, what is this? My heart, black witness on. I cry so many rooms. It took so long to forgive her. I was reading about the rock. He got rocked in the streets. Abandonment is an issue that can leave you real bitter. Unforgiveness, a disease that's so hard to get rid of. Don't let the enemy trick you. Leave the past in the past. Give them your burdens. One thing for certain. God gives beauty for ash. Jesus.
Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life? Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David. We in Club David. Now available at FidelMusic.com, Club David. Join the club. C-Rob's new album, Crystal's Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight, time to shift to another level.
And God is active.
Shoes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystal's Method.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles, Burning Up, You Are, Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
Yo, what up? This your boy Obi-Wan B.A. You listening to Yada the King Radio. Let's inspire the world to be born again. Holla.
That's the homie Chris Searcy. You know how we do it, man. It's Yada the King Radio. Miss Cole, go ahead. You got it.
So you've already kind of touched bases a little bit about yourself, but we always like to get into the artist testimony. So could you just go ahead and let us know about how you came to Christ?
I came to Christ. Oh man, it was crazy. You know, it was one of those things where I didn't want to come to Christ, and he was tugging on me. You know, yeah. My wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was like, look, things are not going to work in our relationship unless we go to God. And I was like, man, I ain't trying to hear all that. I don't want to go to Christ for the relationship and this and that. And then we ended up going to a church play. And the play was called Judgment Day. And the moment I stepped into the church, my heart was just pounding out of my chest like I was
going
to die. And I gave my heart to the Lord that night. My girlfriend, who is my wife now, gave her heart to the Lord. And that night that we gave our hearts to the Lord, the same night, two of our friends died in a car accident.
Wow.
So it was like a big wake-up call for me and her. Like, yo, life is short. It could be taken from us in an instant. And do I want to go to hell for eternity, or do I want to spend it with God? You know, I grew up in church. I knew about God, but I left when I was 11 years old, and from 11 to 21, I just did whatever I felt like doing. Whatever it was that, you know, came to my mind was what I did. And God, I thank God, you know, and it sounds funny what I'm about to say, but I thank God that I was able to do everything and anything that I wanted to do from 11 to 21, because when I got saved at 21, I had already done so much that I wasn't going to miss the club. I wasn't going to miss the hanging out. I wasn't going to miss the drinking or the smoking, because I had already done it. So what else could I do? You know what I'm saying? So when I turned 21, I gave my heart to the Lord, and I never looked back. You know, it's been struggles, and it's been, you know, 10 years, almost 11 years now serving God. And it's had its ups and downs, but I never traded for anything, you know. Christ has blessed me beyond my wildest dreams, even just, you know, with a family. And I was never the family type of guy. I was like, I don't want no kids. And I got three now. I got two with another one on the way. And I'm married and all this other stuff. So it's like God has, like, transformed my heart. He made me exactly what he says in the scriptures, a new creation. And that's what I am.
Praise God. Nah, man. Now let me ask you this, bro. With you being saved since you were 21, I'm pretty sure that's been at least more than 5 years now. What is one thing that has kept you in the faith? You know, a lot of times we hear how people came to God, but what is one thing or a few things that really kept you locked in with God?
Number one is that I learned how to worship. That's like, for me, you know, I tell everybody, that's a key element in walking with Christ, is worshiping. You got to know how to worship the King that created you. Number two is realizing that I can't do anything without Him.
Yeah.
I'm helpless without Him, you know. And number three, that I'm a sinner saved by grace, and that I'm not perfect, and that I'm able to fall at any moment, at any time, and it doesn't matter who you are. God, you know, is there to pick you up.
Yeah.
But I just got to remember that I'm human, and that God is the supernatural one. God is the one that takes your faults and makes them into victories. You know what I'm saying? So I just always remember that no matter what, God is always, always going to never leave you or forsake you. And that's what keeps me going.
Yeah. No, that's dope. Was there anybody in your life that you would say, hey, man, with these things that you just even expressed to us, was there somebody that expressed them to you or even showed them with their lifestyle that made you figure out, hey, I need these to keep on going in God?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people, man. One of the main influence guys is my friend Tony Cruz. He's a evangelist, and he travels the country and stuff like that. And he has really mentored me throughout these years in tough situations, where he's allowed me to let me know that, you know what, God is still sovereign regardless of what the situation looks like. Never look at the situation, but look at the person who could fix the situation. So, you know, he has been a major part. And then there's, you know, a lot of other people that have ministered in my life, that have come into my life for a season and then have left. But Tony Cruz definitely is one of those guys that has foundationally left something in my life.
Man, that's what's up, man. We're going to go to your track right now called Forgive Me. Tell the people a little bit about this track. It kind of shares some of your testimony as well, but let us know what's up.
This track, Forgive Me, basically is really it's a transparent track where I'm just letting it all out, talking about my faults and my mistakes, but knowing that even if I feel like that, if I ask God to forgive me, He's going to forgive me. You know, so I hope they're encouraged by it. I hope they're blessed by it. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
All right, y'all know what we about to do. Let's get into this joint. Blaze Torch, Forgive Me on Yada the King Radio. You ready, Miss Cole?
Yes.
Let's get it in.
Yo, as I look over my life and the mistakes that I made, it's a miracle that Blaze ain't laying in the grave. For lives that I sow and the people that I play, and hell is meant for me, man, and this is why I pray. Father, forgive me for all the wrong that I done, smoking and drinking and disrespecting my own mom, not being there for my brother, yeah, when he was young, taking advantage of girls and thinking that it was fun. I realize now I was so out of line, but this ain't a movie and I can't turn back the time. I was headed for disaster, yeah, walking blind, using alcohol and weed to expand my mind. On the grind, that was slowly grinding me, veiled by the fame and the money that I see. Going through life hopeless without a destiny, speaking death, hoping that my problems will pick up and leave.
Father, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the wrong I done. Every day I'm battling just to live for your son. I need you with me, I feel like I'm dying again. Jesus, save me, I wanna walk with you again.
I need you with me, I feel like I'm dying again.
Jesus, save me, I wanna walk with you again.
Now I'm breathing hard, Lord, patch up my scars. I know you can raise me and place me like the stars, but it seems like you're so far. I'm looking for a twinkle and I wonder where you are. Cause my life hasn't been an easy walk, and I wonder if you listen when I begin to talk.
And I thank you for not being outlined in chalk. And I never had a dad, and I know it's not my fault, but I ain't good with tools, can't even fix my van. My hands ain't rough enough, so does it make me less a man? You said you'd take the cripple and give them legs to stand. Well, I'm dragging right now, Lord, and please meet me where I am. And I trust you with my life every day. And yeah, you wanna use me, that's what the people say. I pray that I'm used whenever they hit play. I'm betting right now, but what I really wanna say,
Father, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the wrong I done. Every day I'm battling just to live for your son. I need you with me, I feel like I'm dying again. Jesus save me, I wanna walk with you again. I need you with me, I feel like I'm dying again. Jesus save me, I wanna walk with you again.
Amazing, I could turn this flesh into a beast, but the beast needs to be put up on a leash, cause sin and death is what it craves and loves to eat, and this is why I scream from the inside out, God take this flesh and kill it from the inside out, so I could be me from the inside out, and see your kingdom from the inside, not out. Ouch, I'm really picking on myself, ain't I? I'm and alert so I don't have to miss the train ride. He's grooming himself up and I'ma be his bride, and that's the reason why I'm leaving nothing left to hide. It's Blaze Me, capital E-R-I to the K, pushing till I fly up on that wonderful day, continuing on my steps and going on my way. But when I'm feeling lost, Lord, you probably hear me say,
Father, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the wrong I done. Every day I'm battling just to live for your son.
I need you with me, I feel like I'm dying again. Jesus save me, I wanna walk with you again. I need you with me, I feel like I'm dying again. Jesus save me, I wanna walk with you again.
Oh, inside of us deeper. I wanna go to heaven, taking all of y'all, preaching the gospel everywhere I go so we can bow. Up in His presence with no worries or no cares at all. Oh, all that's left to do is make a call on Him. Let His love come in, then let true life begin, and we'll be clean, no sin. He made it easy so that all my folk can get in.
Come on, come on.
That was the homie Million featuring Kent Jones, Erica Combo. Y'all know how I do it. All my folks, that's what it was. And we chilling with the homie Blaze Torch, man. If y'all are not watching with us live on live stream, you miss the fun fact part of every show, which is always, it's always a great part of the show, man. You get to know the artist in depth. We're going to talk about you in the music business, man. What made you get started as a Christian MC or an artist?
Oh man, you know what? I don't even think it was me per se wanting to be a Christian artist. I think it was God just like birthing something in me and then me just running with it. You know what I mean? I felt like God was telling me that I had a purpose. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just run with it and take it as far as God wants me to go. If He wants me to not be known, if He wants me to just, you know, do what I'm doing locally, then that's cool. If He wants to take me, you know, to the four corners of the earth, that's great too. But whatever He wants, you know. And as of right now, God is really showing me a lot of favor for people like you guys, you know, all the way out in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, West Coast Fire over in Cali. And then we got, you know, Holofest Radio here in New York, you know, and everybody's just starting to get to know, you know, the name Blaze Torch. And it's kind of scary to be honest with you. I think, like, you know, I got to stay humble, and thank God my wife got a strong arm, and she knocks me back into place where I feel like I'm getting a little too lightheaded and too big for my britches. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm just thankful that people are able to hear about me, not only because it's just me, but because God has a ministry and a plan and a purpose to come through me. So, you know, I'm just blessed.
Yeah, Miss Cole's loving that the wife, you know what I'm saying, can knock you off a little bit, you know what I'm saying? He said back into place.
Knock him out.
No, I said get him right, you know, knock him back in.
Why
are
you
But
sad?
You know what it is. Miss Cole, you had a question.
I didn't have a question.
Oh, I thought you had a question. Hey, so with your music, how would you describe what you do, man?
Easy, three words. Life-changing music. That's the way I describe it. Like, people ask me, do you do Christian hip-hop? And I'd be like, I do, but I don't consider it Christian hip-hop. I consider it life-changing music, because when I do music, I want it to impact lives to the point that they make life decisions to follow Christ.
That's good. Now, I know we seen a video that you've done some stuff with KJ52. Just talk about working with KJ52, man. That you probably the first one that we've interviewed that we actually have asked this question. But tell us a little bit about working with him, man.
It was great working with KJ, man. KJ's got an awesome, humble heart. He was able to just, you know, have the opportunity to work with me. And I was just blessed, because at first he, you know, the situation was he wasn't able to do things, you know, and due to, you know, label regulations and stuff like that. But he hit me up like 3 years later and was like, yo, I hit him up. I was like, yo, I'm putting this mixtape together and I would love to have you on this track. And he was like, all right, send it to me. And he did his joint and I came back. And then I was able to go out to Pennsylvania, meet him, and we shot the music video, which was even doper. Like, and I always knew that I would be doing something with him. And it sounds like a cliche dream or whatever, but when I first got saved and I started listening to Christian hip hop, it was Cross Movement and KJ 5-2. Okay. And I told my wife, I said, I really want to, you know, do something with KJ one day. And my wife's like, you will. And lo and behold, almost 10 years later, like, we're shooting a music video together and, you know, and just really good friendship. And it was just awesome.
No, that's dope, man. So would you say that he was, like, somebody that you would look up to, a pioneer that you wanted to follow after? And if so, who else are some of those pioneers that you would say that they kind of set the model for what you're trying to do?
Oh, man, pioneers. That you know, KJ definitely is a pioneer. We have Ambassador. You know, I really looked up, you know, I look up to Ambassador. Ambassador is an amazing MC that the God has used to minister to my life. You know, you have Urban D. You have, who else? I mean, there's so many. Corey Redder, Precise, you know, you name it, man. And, you know, it's amazing to see these cats do what they've done and then open up the opportunities for younger cats like myself to come through and actually be able to move into a larger arena. You know, shout out to like Lecrae and them, you know, Reach Records giving us an opportunity to be on CCM now, and people opening the doors to Christian hip hop and what we're doing. And it's not as a joke, but as something that's viable, as a ministry that has substance and it has, you know, a foundation. You know, I really look up to all them dudes.
That's what's up.
I got a question from Fafilla. Since you consider your music life-changing, or your music being life-changing music, tell us the most memorable effect your music has had on someone giving their life to Christ.
Just at my album release this past April, I was doing Forgive Me live, and at the end of the song, there was this young girl just bawling her eyes out on my wife's shoulders, just crying. And other people were like crying during the concert, like, and it was just the song, you know. And if a song can affect somebody like that, then, you know, it's doing what it's sent out to do, which is touch the heart of the people, you know. And another thing about my music is that I don't aim it just for the Christians. I aim it for the heart of humanity. I aim it for the heart of the people. So it affects the heart, not looking at somebody at their outer, but look at their inner through the music and have it aimed directly to their heart.
That's good.
So do you have, like, I know you said it's pretty general, but do you have like a certain group or age group or gender that you feel more drawn to minister to?
No. It's funny that you asked that, because no, I don't. It could be from 5 years old to 95 years old. However God wants me to minister to, I will, you know. And it's not nothing for me. I've been at events where they've come to invite me to rap, and I have my guitar with me, and I feel God is telling me, look, I don't want you to rap today. I want you to just bust out and do some worship. And I did that in New Jersey. And actually, there's a footage of it on YouTube if you ever want to check it out, where I pick up the guitar and just begin to sing Wrap Me in Your Arms. And 17 kids come to the front and give their heart to the Lord and repent and stuff.
Wow.
And I was there to rap. But I did what God told me to do, which is not do hip-hop, but do some worship so my name could be glorified. You know, it's not always picking up the mic and going 1-2-1-2, check me out, I can flow.
Yeah.
But it's about bringing the kingdom to the people.
Now, that's good. So how important would you say it is to be receptive to the Spirit of God as an artist, man?
Wow. It's, without a compass, you have no direction. I mean, that's plain and simple. You know, if you're not being receptive to the heart of God, if you're not listening to what God wants for your ministry and for where you're trying to go, then, I mean, how can you go anywhere? There's no way. You're going to end up in the wrong direction. You got to follow the heart of God for yourself.
Man, that's real good right there. Y'all are hearing this live on Yada That King Radio. We're going to go to the homie, your track called Boom Boom Bap. Now, we've been playing that on the song, and we're going to get into this track. Tell us a little bit about that joint.
Man, this joint, Boom Boom Bap, is just exactly what it is. It's Boom Boom Bap, you know what I'm saying? It's something for the summer, for the cars, for the systems, for people to just, you know what I mean, just bump, but it has a meaning to it. You know, it's like putting the boom on your flesh, putting the boom on everything that is negative in your life, and just letting God boom, boom, bap your life, man. Just make it happen. Like, we walk around, like, my crew, Life Changing Music Squad, you know, we talk, like, when we say, like, yo, that's hot, or, you know, that's something dope, or something like that, we just be like, yo, that's boom, bap, man, because we know that God is doing something, so it's boom, bap. So that's a lingo that we use around here. I feel free to use it if y'all want out there in Seattle, but...
You think you can work with that, Miss Cole? That's boom, bap.
Boom, bap, man. Definitely.
I'm going to mess with that. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into this track. Blaze Torch, Boom, Boom, Bap. Where we at, Miss Cole?
Yeah,
I need to make sure you know where we at. All right, Yada That King, let's get it in.
We'll have fun with this one. Ladies and gentlemen, report to the dance floor immediately. Here we go.
Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap. Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap.
I do hip-hop that's filled with a message. On a higher plane, cause Christ give me leverage. Packed with nutrients, better than your breakfast. To the world, come on, you need to come and get this. Cause you need this a part of your life. Like you need the air you breathe and the sun to shine bright. This just might introduce you to the light. Introduce you to the life, his name, Jesus Christ. Yeah, homie, that's what I'm talking about. With fear and reverence, my faith, I walk it out. His name, I shout it out. With my life, I live it loud. Not afraid to rap, I'm an expression to the crowd. He put the boom on sin, he put the boom on death. I hope you accept before your last breath. Don't reject, man, he just wanna bless. Come on and accept and put the boom to your flesh.
Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap. Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap.
I'm hearing what's on the radio today, and I'm not impressed by what they have to say. Man, it's all the same, nothing really changed. They need Blaze to come and wake the game. That's not conceited, more like a true statement. With every boom, homie, I'm breaking up the pavement. Till it shakes up the whole entire planet. God gave me a seed to sow, man, I'm a planet. Deep into the wagons of your own iPod, I spread it out to the garden, a rock in the eyes out. I really hope this song make you see my guy. He was strip beating ass, spit upon the fly. Cause two nails went boom and the third went back. Did it all for you, homie, what you think about it? I'ma put it on the map, better yet, make a step. Saturate the dry airwaves, yeah, and make them dip.
Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap. Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom,
take from the enemy's camp. Shine bright on a hill, man, just like a lamp. Get ready for bangers from the whole camp. We about to raise a level, man, just like an amp. And I'm amped. Yeah, you heard me right. LCM is here, baby, and it's time to shed light. And I got my gloves on and I'm ready for a fight. But that'll worry me, man, I'ma be I.C. I'm worry free, man, I got the word in me. And Christ got my back, devil don't want none of me. If you want it like I want it, come work with me. Our life had a fee, it was Christ on a tree. Can't wait for the day that we finally meet. Until then, I'm pounding the streets with life on these beats. Shaking up the concrete for everyone we meet. Man, I'm on fire, baby, here comes the heat.
Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap. Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that
your music. Hold it down, entertainment. What up, Mike? Man up management. We doing it real big for Jesus Christ. Ha ha. Eddie on the boards, man. Let's go.
Y'all mind if I tell y'all a story? It's something I think all y'all should know.
Listen, there was a man in the Bible who lived in the East, and his name was Job. He had 7 sons, 3 daughters, and 7,000 sheep he owned. Had a wife, 3,000 camels, and about 500 donkeys, y'all. Had a large number of servants, so you can say he was balling out of control. Then one day Satan came before the Lord and said,
what did he say?
The only reason why he loves you because of the things that he has. The Lord said, do as you will, take what you want, but just spare his life. Job lost everything, even his case, but never turned on Christ. Now mama said that trials come just to make you strong. But hold on, let's go back, y'all, cause things, they got worse for Job. His body was inflicted with pain. He covered himself in ashes, y'all, and it seemed like death wasn't far away. Now life may beat you down and have you against the ropes, but in the end the Bible says double to Job is what God restores. So the moral of the story and what it is that I'm trying to say is that if you serve the Lord, then sometimes you gon' go through some things.
He'll always be there.
Yes, he will.
Even when you're lonely and you see only one footprint in the sand. When you're down,
when you're
too weak to stand. Hey. The doctors may have gave you bad news, but who takes care of you? Just put it in his hands.
Now I done told y'all the story about Job. But since this is my song, I might as well tell you how my home. Back in 2007, the doctors diagnosed me with the strange
thing.
I couldn't move my left arm and I was going through so much pain. I couldn't walk, so it was hard to provide for my family. I had my second child and couldn't even rock my baby to sleep. The meds I was on made me sick and I was still going through so much pain. Then 3 months later it was lifted and boy did I praise his name.
So deep.
Now it's 2009 and guess what been struck back again. Now it's more than my arm, it's my hip and my leg and my back and my head. So in the midst of the storm I decided to write this thing. I gotta lay down now, but I just wanted to tell you that
he'll always be there.
Yes he will.
Even when you're lonely and you see only one footprint in the sand.
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Get the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Dreaming on Dreamer. Dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dibb.
As long as she fly, she's
us online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETT Music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Please define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Who are you? TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
The homie, Justin Tate, a.k.a. 88. Always be there. And that's the track, man. We getting it in with the homie Blaze Torch. Miss Cole, you ready to get it in on the topic of the day?
Yes.
All right. Today's topic is wishy-washy saints, which also includes false prophets. You know what I'm saying? And Blaze Torch came up with that joint. You know what I'm saying? We gave him two options. He was like, man, let's talk about them both. Let's just go ahead and talk. Just share your spiel about the world ending yesterday.
Well, yesterday was interesting. You know, I was on my way to the Pocono Mountains to go see my in-laws. And as I was driving, I looked at my watch. I was like, well, it's 6:01 and I'm still driving, so I guess I'm good. I mean, you got to think about the situation there. These people are believing a man when the Bible strictly states that not even Jesus himself knows when he's going to return. Like, hello.
Yeah.
How can some dude tell you that the world's going to end? You know, it was comical to me. But you know what? One of my deacons from my church, he was giving the offering today, and he said something so serious. He said, you know what, we're laughing about the situation and we're talking about it like it's very comical, but think about the faith that those people had, believing that the world was going to end. They gave up everything, their possessions and everything else, right?
Yeah.
And they were deceived. But the faith content, if we as believers would live the faith that they had for the day of doomsday yesterday, this world would be transformed.
Yeah, that's real, man. I mean, like, just thinking about how hard they went for something that was false, it always makes us, I mean, we see that a lot. There's a lot of false religions and these people give their all to it. Can you explain some of that you see through your own eyes?
I think that we lack in the area of faith. I think that we lack in believing that God can do anything for us. And a lot of times we take it into our own hands. You know, I'm not exempt from that. When situations get rough, sometimes you want to take it into your own hands and not believe in God. But, like, you know, these other religions, man, they pray every day. They you know, they take time out of their job schedule to be like, it's time to pray. You know, all these different things are going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we as Christians, we just, you know, we go to church on Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever Bible study is, and then we go Friday night for family night, and then we go Sunday. And then the rest of the week, we don't tell anybody about nothing. We don't express ourselves. We don't talk about Christ the way we should. And then we wonder why these other religions are taking over and recruiting more people and getting people to follow them. And we're like, man, the church is the reason, is the answer, but we're not showing them the answer. We're showing them that, you know, we don't care.
You said, like me. I thought you was going to say something, Miss Cole.
No, that was good.
No, that's real good, man. So let's talk about just false prophets in general. What does the Bible say about false prophets, and how do you feel about the whole thing?
I think that we have to be very mindful, because false prophets can be deceiving and they can be very, very trickery. Like, you know, they can influence people easily. So how can, you know, your discernment level has to be up in your ear, you know. You know, the Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. But it also says that, you know, those who are my sheep know my voice. You know what I'm saying? So those things are very important.
Yeah. Dope, man. So with that being said, false prophets are usually able to sway what we call wishy-washy saints, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you think false prophets can slay, or not sway. Slay, but sometimes they do slay. But how come they can do that to wishy-washy saints, man? Why is that?
It's real simple. Let's take the three pigs. All right? Let's take our faith and make it as the three pigs. Some Christians build their faith on straw, which is easily burned up, which is easily blown away, which is easily, you know, just anything can knock it down. Then there's some Christians that build their faith like the sticks, that, you know, it has a sturdier foundation, but it's still able to be knocked down if given hard force, and it's able to burn up. But then there's some Christians that actually have faith that are made of bricks, which is solid, a foundation that ain't going to be moved. And those Christians that have solid faith in Christ and their identity is found in Him know exactly when they see something false. And they're not going to be moved or shaken left or right. They're going to stand firm.
Can I get an
amen? Three pigs, man. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Nah, yeah. Hey, if you don't know how to understand it, get your foundation right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or that big bad wolf, they're going to blow your house down.
You know exactly. What I'm
get it. Hey, Blaze Torch said it himself. Hey, that's really what it is. And I mean that even though something as simple as that, it's unfortunate that a lot of Christians are, unfortunately, their foundations are not right.
Right.
Yeah.
What's some things that keep us from having a firm foundation in God?
Jumping from church to church.
All right.
Not having a accountability. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Just moving in whichever direction the wind blows. Those things all make you a wishy-washy Christian. No church is perfect, so every church has its flaws, but you got to be able to just, you know, you got to be able to stand firm on what you believe, and you got to find God for yourself, and you got to know Him for yourself.
Yeah.
You can't live off somebody else's experiences or anointing. You got to live off your own.
Man. He going in already. Miss Cole, you got anything to say about that?
Good word.
Nah, he's going in. Like we said, the three little pigs, we're gonna break it down for y'all. Get your foundation right.
Right.
Well, that big bad wolf gonna blow your house down, and then you're gonna be like, "What happened, God? Why?" Because your foundation wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is. We with the homie Blaze Torch talking about false prophets and wishy-washy saints, or should I say ain'ts? What do you think, Miss Cole?
Well, our pastor said wishy-washy ain'ts.
Wishy-washy ain'ts. Okay, that means they ain't saints. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is. But, you know, we chilling, man, talking about this topic and a lot more. But is there any closing things or closing remarks that you want to say about this whole situation, wishy-washy saints and false prophets?
I think that, you know who you are, know your identity in Christ, and, you know, through the good and the bad, He's going to be there to lift you up. He's there, never going to leave us nor forsake us. So don't look at the situation, but look at the one that can fix the situation. Like I said in the beginning, you know, never put your eyes on the problem, but the one that can fix the problem. Put your eyes on the solution. And that's Christ, man. And he's going to, you know, I'm not saying nothing because I haven't been through it. I've been through many things. And I believe that, you know, the only reason why I'm standing today is because of Christ. Because I put my eyes on the solution and not on the problem.
That's good stuff, man. So y'all heard it from Blaze Torch. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on the Yada That King show. Miss Cole's going to share what she got to say. And you know your boy's going to say something about it too. But look, this is what we're doing. We're getting it in. Blaze Torch, man, are you on a label at all, man? Are you independent?
I'm independent. I have my own record label. It's called Life Changing Music. Ha, pun intended. Yeah, it's called Life Changing Music, and I've had it for about 3 years now, and now I'm actually putting artists on there and stuff like that. But yeah, independent is the way to go, man. I'm not looking to get signed by anybody or be constrained or told what to say and what not to say. So I've been doing this independently for 10 years, and now I'm ready to, like, you know, take it to the country so people can know that we out here, you know what I'm saying, and that God is doing something new in the music. And I just pray that people are blessed. But yeah, I'm signed under Life Changing Music. I am the CEO and artist.
Dope, dope, man. So look, we're going to ask you about the new single that you guys got going on called You Are. Tell us a little bit about this track as we get ready to flow into that once you're done.
Yeah, the track You Are basically is a song that it's hip hop, but it's real worshipful, and it just talks about how, you know, God is everything to me, through the good and the bad. You know, I'm glad I made the choice, and I want Him to be glorified, and I pray that people would just worship, you know, with the song.
Yeah.
And you know, my girl Jay Cuffs, she's an artist off of Life Changing Music also. She sings the hook, and she's phenomenal on the track. I pray it blesses y'all out there, man. If y'all never heard it before, the song's called You Are. Be blessed by it, and it's off the brand new album, The Journey So Far. God bless.
All right, let's hop into this track, y'all. Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
I would have no breath. Your suffering allows me to skip death. And when I'm tired, I lay in your arms and find rest. And faith for you is what causes me to be blessed. And sometimes I stress cause I carry the weight. Lord, you said you'd take it if I seek your face. My flesh telling me living for you is a waste. But I shut that down and continue on the race. I ask for your grace, pour on your mercy. Cause I like to do things that hurt me. I wanna be a blessing to those that curse me. With you it's a relationship, don't wanna be churchy.
You are all I need.
That you came to reverse the curse. Forget four walls, Lord, we are the church. In this day and age, we should be putting in the work. But again, me generation, just be praying for some perks. Traditions man-made, that's the reason why you came. To show us how to switch gears, yeah, and change the lane. You heal, you rebuke, and we must do the same. I can't go on without you, Lord, inside my frame. Cause my soul survives off the love you give me. I know when day turns to night, you're with me. Three nails plus a cross, it forgives me. I don't wanna travel alone, I need you with me. Cause me, forgave me, I chose your hand, yes, you changed my life. One day I'll be with you in paradise. And in spite of all my falls and all my slips, what was done on the cross I'll never forget. And I'll never regret choosing light over dark. It was easy like choosing an island over a park. Cause Jesus, you mean everything to me. Since I chose you, now I can see. You are the meaning of love and beauty. Without you, Lord, I can't breathe.
Cause you are all I need. All I need.
You are 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 all I need.
You know I gotta say something. The beginning and the end. What's the difference between the two? I mean, I'm still trying to figure it out. I know one thing. I'm just getting started. You know all that stuff that happened in the past? I ain't even thinking about that. It's about right now, and it's about moving forward. Check, check, yeah. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? The more it makes sense, the more they claim that I'm crazy. I had to be for them to see me this calm. All reality, no TV sitcom. My pure will got me stolen for grace. Eyes closed, salty tears, all I could taste. All on my knees, fall on my face. They say put God first and everything else will fall into place. So I've heard, wise words got me thinking. Gotta give it time to let it sink in. I sound confused, I know. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? For the longest I was riding high cruise control. In my own mind, making up the rules as I go. I swear it's not just my imagination. I heard a voice guiding me, navigation. Is it the road I chose, or should I check the steering? Took a couple wrong turns, selective hearing. Is it fact or just my premonition? I see what's going on now, high definition. Nothing but lies I was living at. Wasted like Lasix, it took me time to get my vision back. Learn to recognize the fakes and the true snakes. So-called friends, you know the two-faced. All in my grill like a toothache. Still you never find me under pressure like the last drop of toothpaste. My mission has never been more clear. The truth has never been more near. But I know I can't do it on my own. So I pray you give me strength when I lift the microphone. All I hear is, Jen, what happened to the old you? See, I could explain, but I would rather show you. Word, check it out, y'all. Cause actions speak louder than words. So it don't matter how I mix the nouns with the verbs. New fans are glad God anointed my style. Old fans wanna know what will I rap about now. Switch it up, yo, I gots to do it. The word is, Jen's putting out gospel music. See, I prefer to call it change your life music. All in hopes that one day you might use it. Whatever they choose to label it, so be it. I proceed it, all I know is I so need it. I'm certain that I can't rap forever. Before the curtain call, I gotta get my act together. No surprise, the wool over my eyes has been lifted. My entire perspective has been shifted. I can't call it, you can call it how you feel. Call it change, call it growth, as long as you call it real. I am no quitter, my journey's just begun. You are all welcome to follow, no Twitter. I know plenty folks that wanna touch the gates of heaven. Never been to church cause they can't relate to reverence. Ain't no sense in me preaching to the choir. Even with scorched arms, I'll be reaching through the fire. I stand firm, the enemy don't faze me. No need to wonder, only God can save me.
That's the homie Jen. Angels was the name of the track. You dig? What you laughing at?
This, yeah,
it
was a long pause.
No, that wasn't. I think I paused like maybe a second. Oh. But I had to think of the name of the track. You right. know what I'm saying? You, sometimes you just got to do that.
No, I understand.
All right, Miss Cole. You got it, though.
You just
Miss
have
Cole.
To see your face. See, no one's here to see your face.
They can see my face on the camera.
No, they can't. It's not in the thing.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah.
But,
there you go. There you can see me now.
All right. So, just closing up with you. We thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah.
Where can people get in contact with you? Any upcoming projects? Let the viewers know about that.
Right now, people can get in contact with me through Man Up Management. You know, if you go to Facebook, you can go look up Man Up Management. And it's Man Up Management also for Twitter. You know, that's where they can basically book me if they want to have me come out and do anything. But my album is available on iTunes, CD Baby, DigiStation, digitally. And our copies are bought at the shows and whatnot. And I'm going to drop the number down for my management company, you know, the management. It's 914 417-9483 for anybody who is interested in booking Blaze Torch and life-changing music. We are really looking to go and, you know, get out there and really eager to see what people want to do, what God is doing out in the West Coast. I've been feeling really a lot of vibes from the West Coast, you know. Yeah. I got Seattle, you know, L.A., California, you know, my man The Voice is out there in L.A. He's doing real big things, and we've been in communications on possibly working on something. So, you know, I'm excited about what God is doing out there in L.A., and I would love to come out and be part of what you guys are doing, any type of festivals, any type of anything going on, you know what I'm saying? It'd be really dope to have me out.
Well, that's what it is, man. So we chilling with the homie Blaze Torch. Y'all can always get at him. What's your Facebook and Twitter, man, for somebody that's like, man, all I got is Facebook or Twitter?
Well, my Twitter is BlazeTorch79. And my Facebook is just BlazeTorch79 also. You know what I'm saying? The website is www.blazetorchonline.com. You can check that out. It'll take you to everything that you're looking for as far as Blaze Torch is concerned. And if you want to see videos or anything like that, just go to youtube.com/Blaze, B-L-A-Z with the number 3, T-O-R-C-H. So, you know, you can check that out too.
That's what's up, man. So we're gonna do that. And you said you got that you got the whole label behind you, man. You're the CEO of your label. What's coming up next for your label, man?
The next thing coming up is a project from New Vision called The Secret Revealed. And we're also working on Older Prophets mixtape right now. And we got some stuff coming out from New Jersey. My man, Antonio Vaux, he's a singer. He actually sang two hooks off the album, the song By My Side and Bright Lights. He's on the label. And my brother, Aloy, Everything the Lord Offers You, that's what the acronym is for. He's going to be coming out with some stuff really soon, too. So, you know, we're looking at what God is offering on the table, you know, what it is that God wants us to do. And once we fall in line with what God wants, man, we're able to move on and really do what we got to do.
That's what's up.
So, any closing remarks, any last words you want to leave with the listeners?
Yeah. You know, just know that, you know, Jesus loves you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. You know, read Jeremiah 29:11, man. You'll know that, you know, God is great because he has a future for you.
Yeah.
I want to thank, you know, Yada the King for having me on tonight, man. It was a blessing. And pick up the album, y'all. Let it be boom bap in your life, man. Let it be all that. And let people be blessed. And, you know, leave remarks on my Facebook page, on my Twitter. Let me know what you think about the album. I really want feedback from people, so that the next one that we're working on will, you know, live up to the expectations of what this one was. So I'm just thankful that you guys gave me an opportunity to voice me, to voice, you know, LCM, and voice who we are and what God is doing in our lives.
Hey, man, we appreciate you for coming on, man. It always takes two to make it happen. You dig?
That's right.
So, man, hey, we pray that you have a blessed night, man. And, you know what I'm saying, you and the family, you guys have a great one.
You too, man.
All right, God bless.
God bless you guys. Appreciate it all.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, man, we got it in with the homie, Blaze Torch. He had the opportunity to share his testimony and all, man. I think that was pretty fresh, man.
Boom, bap.
Boom, bap. Yeah, that's right. It was
boom,
pretty.
Boom, bap.
No, when they say something is boom, bap, they don't say boom, bap.
But the same, boom, boom, bap.
That's the name of his track. You know what I'm saying? But when something is fresh, they say it's boom, bap. Come
so
on, Miss Cole.
It's not two booms?
No, it's not two booms.
You know what I'm saying? But what if something's like super fresh?
Then it might get two booms. You should have asked them of that. You should have asked them that.
Well, you know, we were closing out. I didn't get the chance.
Okay, whatever, Miss Cole. But yo, we checking it out. Wishy-washy Saints is the topic, along with False Prophets. We're going to talk about a little bit about what went on you know what I'm saying, in the news, and you know, some of the feelings that we might have about it. And Miss Cole's gonna go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she said, he said it's boom bap.
Oh, it's not two.
No, it's not two. He said, get it right, two. Yo.
But I mean, but what if I want to like emphasize it though?
We'll see what he says. Okay. We'll see what he says. But yo, we in a live stream. Y'all can always join us at yadadaking.com. Click on live radio. You can live chat with us. Get it in. We share a lot of different stuff, man. And we always love to chop it up with y'all. No matter where you from, the internet can bring us together, man. You can always ask your artists your questions. And, man, shout out to our advertisers. We got the homie Zerubbabel, his new album, Pilgrim Perspective. Go pick that up June 14th. Fidel, Club David, top 20 on iTunes right now. Go pick it up. As well as C-Rob's Crystals Method. Thank y'all for advertising with us, man. And we pray that you guys' ministry is blessed. Let's get it into this track. TP, put your Bibles in the air. You did.
Put your Bible in the air. Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air.
My Bible in the biz, I'm not ashamed, I ain't going any whiz, yeah. Can somebody please turn my microphone up so I can rep Christ on this track right his ear? Yeah, we rep Christ on the regular. Romans 1:16, I'm telling ya that Jesus Christ is alive, so we preach the gospel, now we ain't secular. No, don't ever get it confused. Jesus on my side, so I can't lose. I ain't boasting, cause I know it's only by grace through faith that I'm standing in my van shoes. Yeah, and you know how he does this. Only Christ like songs on my playlist. And a blackberry bowl with a Bible. The time that I spend with God, so wireless. And I mean that literal, cause the battle that we fight is spiritual. So I feed myself on his word. Put my Bible in the air, cause I ain't no nerd.
Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, put your Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air.
I put my Bible in the biz, yeah. I ain't ashamed, I ain't going anywhere, yeah. Can somebody please turn my microphone up so I can rip Christ on this track right his ear? I've got my new King James. Some of these cats is doing the same. Studying the word to show myself approved, like it says in 2 Timothy 2:15. I've got my NIVZ, the amplified version keeps me busy. New Living Translation goes hard with the most important things that is hidden in my heart. Yeah, but some dudes got it twisted. Could it be cause we look like misfits? They're like, I'm like, nah, I got church Sunday, I can't miss it. Put your Bible in the air's a letter 4-4. Not replacing your faith for a 4-4 or a 4-5. We rep the Lord by reflecting Christ in our life. We stay fly.
Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air, Bible in the air. Put your Bible in the air.
Two, three, four, bounce.
power, he can change it. The man on his own, abandoned the throne of approach across stainless. Death couldn't shake him or derail. Three nails could pierce but couldn't break him or make him appear taken away from his mere nature. Not while slumber is hovering over the block, I pray that my peers wake up. We were born out of alignment, the perfect timing is now to check for a pulse. If you ain't rocked by him, I am prone to be biased when I peep the timeline behind him and see no highness as high as him. He reigns lord, firearms are too short to aim for him. Call him extremist, he leaks Katrina's with his brainstorming. That's quite enormous, to say the least. Our God is a beast, his wrath is the sound of a lion roaring. Since he's top by none, I'm on hip hop front line screaming from the top of my lungs. He demands it. All pale in comparison, he owns the scales that you can't tip off, cause he can't slip off. So I stand unanimous with no hiatus. My heart is bearing his manuscripts. I bar spare him, while the world swears by its barbarics, we declare him. Fist clenching the thin air for him. Won't fold when it comes to making men aware of him.
Breathe.
He's exactly what we could never be. Born of identity, sinning better than a pedigree. Couldn't let it speak, but say this is set us free. Redeemed from the chokehold of sin's destruction. Serve no one but him, only spits. If you cover him, but in the end, these words serve him no justice. Yeah, nothing exists without his signature to allow it. Lord of the ring, cause all creation revolves around him. The I am more than a legend and some. So we both to the Lord through these anthems and sing.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHeartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com.
Hunter Heart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org.
New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
The homie R. Swizzy, what's he always say?
So
I can't do it like him.
I thought you asking me.
Yeah. You need to get up on game, Miss Cole.
What you mean?
Anyways,
I'm up on game.
Yeah, Miss Cole came up with the topic today.
I did.
From her pastor preaching. She don't want the credit. The Lord gets the credit, she said. And she gave it to Pastor Nate as well. Shout out to Pastor Nate. Anybody want to go join my sister Miss Cole at her church, what's the name of your church?
Victorious Life.
Where y'all at?
Christian Center.
Where y'all
Seattle,
at?
Washington.
Yeah,
off of Graham, Rainier and Graham.
44th and Graham.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Get the address right.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, if you go down Rainier, you take.
Okay. Yeah. 4402 South Graham Street. Go check them out.
Main Street.
When do they got church services though?
1:00 afternoon, so you can sleep in a little bit.
Yep. And so I don't know why you're tired, because you probably slept in a little bit.
No.
Okay.
I wake up like clockwork.
She always get up like at 6 in the morning,
That's
7
right.
in the morning.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Get her face right. You know what I'm saying? Praying.
What?
Getting your face right before the Lord. Praying.
Oh, okay. You didn't finish that part.
I did.
I thought you were trying to say get my face right with like makeup or something.
Nah.
Nah, but Miss Cole, let's talk about this topic, man.
Yeah.
First of all, false prophets, man. I think this is brought to light because of what happened. But what do you think about false prophets right now? And even share your thoughts on what happened.
You know, I think it's unfortunate. I think that, you know, Christians were already looked at, observed very closely. And so when we have people of that nature that step out like that and are not led by God, it can definitely steer the sheep in different directions. But I definitely did not believe that was God. It's not of the Lord.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that it's important, like Blaze was talking about, to definitely know who your Creator is. Know His voice. Be led by Him and not by man. So, that's how I feel about it. In yourself?
Yeah, with the whole, I like that.
Or tomorrow. I mean, yesterday, how'd you feel about, were you concerned? Did you?
Nah, I wasn't concerned.
Were you like up at 11:59?
Nah. I will say this, though. You know what I'm saying? With the fact that Jesus can come at any time,
right.
You always just got to make sure you're ready. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And examine yourself and say, okay, God, if there's anything in my life that ain't right. And not just because this dude said it, but just
right.
because God, when, like, man, real talk, He can come, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he could have came right then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then y'all have just been watching that ain't saved.
I mean, He could have came yesterday, too.
He could have came yesterday.
You shouldn't be nervous about it if your stuff is right.
That's right. But it's always just, you know, continuing to get yourself right, man. Building your relationship with God, making sure that's right. The sad thing about it is, man, this dude, I mean, basically, he made $100 million off this whole joint.
Right. But this isn't
and
the
it
first
wasn't,
time, I don't
for
think.
For him, it wasn't unfortunate, because he made some money. But for everybody that was around him, they was like, man... You know, and the bad thing about it, as you said, a lot of people don't look at this dude as a false prophet. They're going to look at him as, oh, that's one of those radical Christians
right.
that think Jesus is going to come back and
right.
we're going to, you know what I'm saying? So people in the world, they look at it like, man, this dude, he don't even know what he's talking about.
Right.
So it's a bad representation of the scripture. Matter of fact, if we was in Old Testament days, dude would have got some rocks thrown at his house,
right.
His temple, his body. You know what I'm saying? He would have been stoned.
Yeah.
He'd have been gone. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, this cat that got locked up for saying stuff like that, I don't really think that's going to happen. He might get in trouble for the money thing, because you know how it is out here.
Right.
If you take people's money, then it's a problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you see that happen. Also, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about today wishy-washy saints. I almost threw the essay
there.
Or real saints. You know what I'm saying? But the wishy-washy ones, why were some of them moved by this joint?
Wishy-washy.
Explain what that means to you.
They weren't grounded.
Give them some nuggets that Pastor Nate was talking about, even today.
Well, you know, I think he was more on the lines of truly living for God. He was touching more on. Why you laugh?
I was laughing because Fulfiller said. I would hate to know the exact time I'm going to be leaving this earth. Surprise me. That's funny, yo. That's a live stream. You did it.
He was talking more of along the lines of being hypocritical. You know, saying that you love God and that, you know, He's the head of your life, but not really displaying that in your lifestyle. Kind of what we were talking about in the last topic. You know, truly living for Him, it's important. You, like you said, people look at us as a whole, not as individuals, and you want to be, you know, that great representation of what God truly is. And if you're not, you know, if you're saying one thing and not really showing it, that's concerning.
Mm.
So.
Now that's good. And with me, I would say with wishy-washy ain'ts. Trying to get the S in front of you. You know what I'm saying? It really comes to knowing God for yourself, as Blaze Torch said, man. We got to know who we are in God and not just follow the trend. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people follow the trends. So if You know what I'm saying? Blue is the most popular color on TV. Everybody wearing blue. This is blue, this is blue. Everybody gonna go buy a blue car. They're gonna get a blue Bible. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be blue and say, hey man, I still love God. But it really comes down to the real relationship. And that's the only way that you can know who you are in God is having a real relationship with Him. And now with this whole thing, unfortunately, like we said, there's a lot of people that get swayed. Their house gets blown down. You know what I'm saying? At the Three Little Pigs. If your foundation ain't right, that bad wolf is going to blow your house down. And, you know, that's why it's important to have your foundation right. Well, how can somebody get their foundation right though, Ms. Cole?
Stay in the Word. Surround yourself with other believers.
Okay. Checklist one, stay in the Word. Two, surround yourself with real people who really love God. What's the third one? Prayer. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I think prayer, I always say this every time I preach. I said, if you pray, you read the Bible, you're doing a pretty good job. You can pass the test. Mm-hmm. But if you're not praying, if you're not reading, you ain't going to pass. You're going to be like, oh, man. You're going to have a test because we all going to get tested. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Ms. Cole, you've been tested this week, huh? This week, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. We all get tested all the time.
Yes.
And if the Word of God is not in our lives, if we don't have a relationship with God,
right,
we will fail.
Right.
And you know, we live in an age where they don't want to tell people, hey, you're wrong, you messed up, blah, blah, blah. But God is going to tell you wrong.
Right.
And if He has to tell you, it's going to be too late. Mm-hmm. So He sends Christians along the way that really know the Word of God, that really live it, to say, hey, dude, get your act together.
Right.
Y'all know how we doing it. Accountability. That's another one that the homie said.
Responsibility.
Yes. Any other ability. You just make sure your abilities are all right. Or it'll be a liability. Right? You know what I'm saying? I had to think hard for that one.
I know.
You know.
I can see it coming out. I can see it processing and being formed. And then
She saw it. But no.
And then birth.
This is your boy, the warrior, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And you know what we do? We yada
the king.
We out of here. Let's go.
Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da. Shabakta. We yada da. We yada da.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate. And don't wait.
Wait.